Thunder Bay. For Nicole Westland Stewart, the TBATEL Major League of Curling season has been all about building up to peak in time for the Northern Ontario Scotties. The team, which consists of Megan Carr, Samantha Morris and Rebecca Carr, on Wednesday night showed it can play under pressure, rallying from a 6-3 deficit to edge Brian Burgess 8-6, stealing three in the eighth end to pick up its second win of the season. We tried just to focus one end at a time and focus on our goal for that end, and stay in it until there were no more rocks left, Westland Stewart said. My players made their shots and were setting up the end really well. I decided on my first shot to go for it. That was our only chance to make the tap to set up the potential tie or win for us. We went for it and made it, and we had some help from the other team, of course. A bit of misfortune cost Burgess in the seventh. Looking to remove a Westland Stewart stone to score two, his final shot picked, made a hard left turn, and instead Burgess gave up a steal of one, his lead cut to just 6-5. Getting the win was great. Westland Stewart, 2-0-5-2, who moved into a tie for 10th with Corey Carr, leapfrogging Ben Mickelson, Jody Judd, and closing to within 5 points of a playoff spot. We're a brand new team, so we're kind of learning, trying to get games in together and trying to build the wins, she said. Two sheets over, it was a battle between spouses, Krista McCarville and Sarah Potts, looking for bragging rights against their husbands, Mike McCarville and Jordan Potts, who play on Trevor Bonneau's foursome. Coming off a win last week, the defending Scotty semi-finalists were looking to stay on roll. McCarville, Ashley Sipala, PTTs and Oye Sem one jumped out to a 4-1 lead, picking up steals in the third and fourth. Bonnet battled back with a pair in the fifth and stole another in the seventh to tie the match 4-4, giving McCarville the hammer heading home. She made the most of it. The last end, there were a lot of rocks in play, but a lot of the angles were kind of in our favor, so they had to kind of make some moves. We didn't have to quite as much, so it was a little more thinking on their part, a little less thinking on our part, McCarville said. The angles seemed to work out really nice, and Oye made a really nice one on her last one to set up a tougher one on them. They were missing by an inch here or an inch there and gave us the chance to make some easier shots. Bonnet, 6-0-2-1, attempted to bank his final shot off his own stone, the plan to roll into scoring position, but couldn't execute, leaving McCarville, 4-1-3-1, with the point she needed for the 5-4 win. McCarville is tied for 6th with Dennis Millette, 4-1-3-1, who blanked Al Hackner's replacement squad 6-0. In other action, Brian Adams Jr. climbed past Hackner to claim top spot in the standings, edging Corey Carr 4-3. Ron Rosengren only needed 6 ends to knock off Ben Mickelson 7-3. Gary Weiss and Judd shook hands after 5, Weiss winning 8-1, and Dylan Johnston kept his playoff hopes alive with a 10-4 win over Dallas Burgess.